you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Leo with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Australian government, Queensland government, and Council of Mayors in Southeast Queensland have partnered to create the Southeast Queensland Livability Fund. This fund will see more than $285 million invested into local infrastructure projects with the aim to boost the lifestyle of communities in the populated southeast of the state. Projects may include new parks and initiatives to improve public open spaces and natural environments, as well as funding for regional sporting and recreational facilities.
Queenslanders have been warned to brace themselves for more severe weather, with rainfall from ex-cyclone Kirrily joining forces with the thunderstorm systems already hitting the south. This comes as thousands of Queenslanders remain without power, while parts of Queensland are experiencing an extreme heatwave. Although Kirrily is no longer a tropical cyclone, it does still carry significant risks, as senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Miriam Bradbury, warns.
In national news, an IGA worker, possibly the storm manager in Sydney's northwest, was stabbed earlier today. The two suspects are a 31-year-old Fairfield East man and a 21-year-old Weatherhill Park woman, both to appear on local court on Monday. The police called to the store around 4:15 p.m. alleged the 47-year-old victim suspected the two culprits of shoplifting. In June last year, the New South Wales government raised the maximum penalty of harming a retail worker to 11 years in jail.
In the wake of recent inquiries into price gouging by major supermarkets, some Australian farmers are no longer supplying major retailers and instead choosing to sell their produce locally. Ross Marcelino, a farmer in northern Victoria, has been feeding Australians for more than 40 years, but says now Australian farmers are at their limit and many are struggling to stay afloat. Many farmers, like Queensland pineapple grower John Zelenka, have ended their contracts with major retailers and instead are choosing to sell their produce at farmers markets and independent grocery stores like IGA, where they say farmers get their fair share.
In international news, United Kingdom ministers are to ban disposable vapes as part of their wider goal to curb youth vaping. Further changes including making vaping less appealing to children by restricting sweet flavors, along with eliminating attractive packaging and store display. These terms would come into effect by 2025. Alongside health concerns, this ban will reduce the major environmental effect of disposables.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 15, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.